This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
This morning I'll be talking to us about the power of need above the power of love. Some of you find it strange that I try to couch it like that. Need is always greater than love. The reason I'm talking about it is because of a session I had with some of my people yesterday, some of our singles. And I noticed that it seems that we young folks seem to have come to the assumption that love is greater than need. If we go with that assumption, we would be following a very wrong understanding of what makes what work. Something came before the other. The creation of the world, for example, Genesis chapter 1, came as a result of God needing to make the world inhabitable. So it came out of a need. The creation of the first woman, the Isha, that all of us call Eve, came as a result of Adam needing a companion. It was a result he was looking for. It was a need that was being met. It was need that made room for love. Most of those who are young men today who are getting married wouldn't get to that point of marriage until they have a need for it. That is why nobody marries. Everybody does not marry on the same day. When this one has a need for it, he sets up a house, cooking for himself, doing that, going out, coming in. One day he will sit up and say, let me go find me a wife. See, when he was living under his parents, maybe he was still in school and all those things, there was no need. If he comes home with a girl that maybe he got a girl pregnant at that time, everybody will frown at him. Because everybody will say, there was no need for it. This is not the time for you to fall in love. This is not for you to go. Why are you doing this to me? I say, pay your school fees, we'll not be feeding you. And then you realize, oh, wow, everything comes in a certain order. There has to be a need for a love. There is no need for love. There will be no love. There will be lust. There will be fornication. Yeah, that can also be adultery. But there is a need for a love. Every man that has ever got married, who got married without a third party's question? Let me put that caveat. Who got married by himself, willing to get married? Got married as a result of a need. Women cannot look at it from that perspective. Women do not get married as a result of certain things that men get. The way they see things. Because women also marry as a need and then they fall in love. But most women, when they are younger, they are comfortable in their father's house, doing everything they are doing. And suddenly, when some people come, they have a meeting with the father and they say, we want to marry your daughter. And the girl feels, why? Why? I'm fine at home. Daddy, Stanley, what did I do? What do you want to give me to that man? I'm talking not nowadays how it used to be in the olden days. Because the girl will be in her 18, 19, 20. She has no need at the time for a husband in her own mind. She'll still be young. She wants to be with her younger sister, younger brother. This is the home she has always known. There was no need for a husband. So she will be like, ah, why? What did I do? Why? Mommy, did I offend daddy? Daddy says you want to marry me away. The mother will say, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. You are 18 now. You had your 3 or 4 menstruation, or maybe whatever at that time. But you have to go now and be with the man and form a family. No, I don't want to go anywhere. Mommy, let me tell it to you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I will not disobey you again. And the mother will begin to talk to the daughter. Hey, this is not a bad thing. But the girl has no need of it. So she couldn't perceive or conceive the idea of leaving her parents and going to be with any man. But then she gets married. With tears in those days. It's a lot of tears, not tears of love. Tears of they hate me. They don't love me. I'm going to be with a stranger. In those days, they cried. When the girl gets to her husband's house, settles into it. And then after a year or two, oh, they begin to realize that, oh boy, this man needed me. This man needed me. I came here to fill a vacuum. This is not a vacuum of your emotion alone, a vacuum that made me a value to him. I came into his life to fulfill a role, to fill my role, to fill a void. I was needed. I was needed. It wasn't as a result of the man had everything. He didn't need anymore. My father now came to beg him, please. I know you have a wife already, but you are the richest man in the village. And I want to be in law to rich man. Can you please marry one of my daughters? I'm dying of poverty. You tend to begin to treat together now. There was no need. If there was a need, oh, she will be treasured. And then love will follow. Am I saying that it is wrong for people to fall in love before they get married? Oh no, times have changed. I've come to realize that. What I've come to see also, all of us are not as butty as we think we are. I'll give you an example. I know someone who left Nigeria for the shores of the United Kingdom. Proper. Love me before you approach me, babe. Like in Nigeria, a lot of people wanted to date her. But no, I couldn't feel anything in my heart for them. No, they're not my spec. No, they're not fine. No, does it have MBA? My focus is CFO. It must have at least a CFO. At least you can do all that in Nigeria because your father and mother, if you are well off a bit, you are working somewhere, you have a car, and you look at yourself and say, I must have a father. She's on this call. Don't tell me anything. I will not answer you. I'm just making fun at this point. But sometimes you need to do this so you have a practical understanding. And she got to the UK and things got tough at home. They couldn't send her enough money anymore. In the school she was attending, she had paid her fees, but she had no money, nothing to get herself an apartment. She was supposed to be with a roommate. The roommate didn't show up. She didn't have enough money to pay But she met this Nigerian girl who naturally, I know she wouldn't even say hi to a few minutes to close it. But sister, I was didn't close your mic or somebody should close it for her. What am I saying? If there's a need for something, need is always stronger than a feeling. If you are not needed somewhere, then you cannot claim that you are loved in the place. We needed a savior. God saw the need. Then God gave us his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish. See? We needed, it is not because we needed love. We needed rescuing. We needed rescuing from death. There was a need to rescue us from the hand of the devil. And then there was a love strong enough to give us what we needed. Need is a stronger emotion than love. When you tell a man who has nothing to go to the hierarchy of need, that's what they call it. For that is it Maslow or somebody? No, love is not the first. He will need food, he will need clothing, he will need shelter. It goes from need to need. Love comes after he has gotten everything. Most of the ladies here know that a man will ask him, does he have a job? Hey, does he have a house? Does he have a car? Does he have this? Does he have that? They that are asking knows that they're asking those things because those are the basics that a man must have. Then they can come in after he's gotten the basics. So they cannot be, we don't want to accept it, but it is the truth that you are also part of the need to be met. It is the truth. There's no need for you, there can be no love for you. If a man is completely satisfied, he doesn't need food, he will not eat unless it's a gluten. There's a need that drives us to eat. There's a need that drives us to drink water. There's a need that drives us to go to school and study. There's no need for it, we wouldn't do it. There's a need that drives a man to find a wife. If he's not old enough, there's no need for it. He shouldn't do it. If he doesn't have the capacity for it, many of us will say, even though he's 35, as long as he's still living with his mother, he doesn't have the house of his own. He should just stay there. He should not venture forth. Oh, he lives alone. He has a job. Oh, why is he not married? Everybody will say, why is he not married? Why is he not married? Oh, they know that the next in the hierarchy of need was to have a wife. I'm sorry for all the minutes we wasted. And the story I'm not going to tell you, which I couldn't, but I have to say this emphatically. It is better to be needed than to go somewhere where you are not needed. Better to be needed. When you meet a need the right way, love is a response to need. It is important that we all get it in the right order. Love didn't come before need. Need came before love. When you are with somebody and suddenly you are no longer needed, you will see that love will die. I knew somebody that got married because he didn't have enough money. The wife was the one with supplying the money. And they were happy until he became rich. And then the wife said, I have no need in your life anymore. You are not having money, so you don't need me. And it is the truth. Because again, the need. It was because that need was on money. It wasn't on her as a woman. The value was not on her as a wife. It was on what she could offer, what she brought to the table, which everybody talks about now at this, which I laugh at. Because when you have abundance of something, you don't need it anymore. So it is important that we put our priorities in the right perspective. Does this man need me? It is important. That's how I'm closing this morning because of time. Need is always greater than love. As you go to your churches, I declare you a blessing. I declare that Jobs is blessed and that the hotels have all the necessary Wi-Fi and that the network will be good next time we are here. God bless everybody. You are blessed. Please unmute and shout glory.
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content.